So the best years of your life, you're going about as a flesh-minded creature, trying to make it happen in the energy of the flesh, and you're not seeking the truth. And then when things get rough, you start seeking the truth. And you've trained yourself to think like the system so much, it's hard for you to change your old stinking thinking. And so everybody around you says, "What's wrong with you? You're crazy. You're crazy." Because you're changing, right? And slowly you realize you have to cut them off. If you do this early on, it's easier. If you start in Proverbs when you're like a child, it makes life easier because you don't have to retrain the basics, you know. You read Proverbs every day when you're a child, or a verse a day or something. It makes life easier. Reading Proverbs will help you, no matter what age you are. But to retrain your brain after being years and years in the world, I don't know how people overcome that. Thinking like the world for years. I mean, imagine thinking like the world for 40 years, getting saved, and then trying to get the mind of Christ after you've cut so many grooves in your mind. It's hard. It's possible. But the Holy Spirit, His Word, other saints, the cogs, turning the cogs over in your mind, line upon line, precept upon precept, here, Lord. And so you got all the cares of this life distracting you, and you don't even know it. You actually don't even know it till you get to the other side, and you look back and you say, "Oh yeah, the Bible was true. The cares of this life distract you. The whole world's they're marrying and giving in marriage, right?" That's what the Bible says. They say they were as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the last days. They were marrying and giving in marriage until the flood came and washed them all away. So all they cared about was the natural. Why would He say they were marrying and giving in marriage? Why would He say that? Because that's what he's telling you, that the natural mind, that's all they can think about. Eating, sleeping, making babies, drinking, drugging, partying, sitting around talking about vanity, the vanity, it's already been said. Everything's already been said. Just a matter of you being able to grab it. The cult is for the flesh. The letter is for the flesh. The law is for the flesh. The more they rebel, the more they act stupid, the more the law is going to be on them. It's just the way it is. The more stupid you act, the more you're under the law. The more spirit-filled, you don't need the law, and they'll persecute you to try to get you back in the flesh. So it's a cycle. If you're in the spirit walk, you get persecuted to try to pull you back in the flesh. If you're in the flesh, the letter killeth. The law comes on the scene. It might be through a honey-do list or whatever. But you're under law when you're under the flesh. And so the culture dish is cutting out the flesh. But when you walk in the spirit, because everybody around you is still in the flesh persecutes the spirit, so they persecute you. So it pulls you back down in the flesh wall. Then you rise back up, and they persecute you. The devil, the king of Tyre, is always using the drama to try to pull you down in the flesh. All the time. It's a cycle repeat. God allows it to cut out the old flesh mind because you get tired of the same old stuff, and you see through the devil's game that way. But the king of Tyre, he's a master magician. He likes to hide. He's the king of the flesh mind. And so he and his narcissistic, Jezebel, legalistic people, They are masters at pulling you down into the flesh. That's all they do. That's how they live. That's how they make it down here. They had to psychic vampire off of people to even float. They're master deceivers. It's obvious what's going on. And so the culture dish is until Christ be birthed in you. So back to what I was saying about the woman's the flesh side of man. So God has to hit you with his word over and over and over until there's a birthing in the womb of your heart. Just like the man has to hit the woman, not with his fist, but sexually, he has to hit the woman over and over and over till there's a pregnancy, there's a conception, and then there's a birthing. So God's word has to hit you in the womb of your heart till there's a conception and a birthing. And so God's word is the seed, and your heart is the receiver. Just like the man has the seed, and the woman is the receiver, is built into her body. She's a receiver. And she gives back the baby. So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you give back an offering back by getting the mind of Christ and walking in the Spirit, taking up your cross as an offering. It's just like the woman gives the baby back to the man as an offering. In typology, you give back because God, until Christ be birthed in you, you give back your bodyship, your vessel, your temple back as a living sacrifice. Because then Christ birthed in you. And so it's all types and shadows and anti-types. And so the system has to follow Christ, but they can't follow Christ in types and shadows. They can only follow Jesus and his body in the anti-types. And so everything they do, they're walking contradictions. They are their own worst enemy, really. Be honest with you. And so you see the types and shadows everywhere. And you see the game being played everywhere. It's just a game. It's just another game. It's all games. It's Wile E. Coyote versus the Roadrunner all the time. They're either trying to pull you in the flesh, or they're trying to kill you. Think about it. So the man has the seed in his, the typology, the man has the seed of the word. The woman has the milk of the word, the breast, the milk of the word. And so the baby's feeding off the breast, the milk, but the Bible talks about moving away from the milk of the word into strong meat. So the woman is feeding the baby with milk, but there's a time when the baby doesn't eat milk anymore or drink milk. The baby eats the meat. And so when you're a baby Christian, you drink and eat the milk of the word. When you grow up, you get the meat of the word. And so this is why a lot of people can't hear me, because they're stuck in the milk phase for 20 years. They're stuck in the milk phase for 20 years. And when somebody's giving you meat and you're still drinking milk, you become their enemy because you're choking them. It's too much truth. You're choking me. So you have to go back and give the milk to the babies. But I like to hand that over to other people. The milk is faith alone in Jesus. There's your milk. It's easy. Y'all could understand it.